Because at 10 o'clock at night, God would talk to a Baptist guy, friend of mine that I knew a little bit, named Richard Holcomb in Texas. And he calls me and he says, "Randy, I have the second most clear word for you I've ever had in my life." I said, "What's that?" Now, this guy was my, you ever remember the commercial E.F. Hutton? About when E.F. Hutton speaks, everybody gets quiet and listens because he helps you, you know, make money. Well, God had spoken to Richard 4 times in my life. Once I needed $1,000 and didn't have it and was living by faith totally and just praying, never tell people what my need was, and I needed $1,000. And I went to the mailbox. My wife was so distraught because we didn't have it and the bill was due. Didn't know what we were going to do. It was $1,020. I had the 20, but I didn't have the 1,000. And my wife, she's crying. She said, "I don't know if God loves us anymore. I don't know if anybody loves us." I go to the mailbox and it's a letter from this guy named Richard. And it's got a check in it for $1,000. And it says, "I wanted you to know that I love you and God loves you." So the first time Richard ever heard anything from me was a few months earlier. God had spoken to him to give me $1,000. 7 years go by, haven't heard anything from him. I get a letter. I just exhausted our bank account to do some evangelistic outreach, and I'd spent $2,000, and it took us down to almost nothing. And my wife said, "Are you sure?" And I said, "Yes." The next day, after I signed the contract and paid the $2,000 for this outreach thing we were going to do, we were going to need to do, I get a check from Richard for $2,000. And the next day, another one for $7,000, which was to buy the equipment that we were going to need for our worship team that God was going to send to us the next week. We hadn't even got the worship leaders yet. He was getting ready to answer 2.5 years of crying out, "God, send me worship leaders. I have a heart for you." So when Richard spoke, he was always exactly right on timing. Now, so he doesn't know I'm going to Toronto the next day. And he says, "Randy, I have the second most clear word I've ever had for you." He said, "What is it?" He says, "The Lord says, test me now. Test me now. Test me now. Do not be afraid. I will back you up. I want your eyes to be open to see my resources for you in the heavenlies, even as Elijah prayed Gehazi's eyes would be opened. And do not become anxious, because when you become anxious, you can't hear me." Those words took my fear away. Those words changed me. I got ready to go in the...